Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Folks who are still here are mostly decked out in green.
That's a good win, especially on a night. Trying to limit guys' minutes. Pritchard was 32, D. White 29. Jordan Walsh, amazing.
That's how you handle business. 146 to 101, a 45-point rout of the Wizards here in D.C.
Hey, you know that voice. Sure do. Television play-by-play man for the Boston Celtics. On the call last night, Drew Carter, who will be part of the animated Monday Night Football Monsters Fun Day Football on Monday Night Football with the Chargers and the Eagles. Drew Carter joining us here on WEEI. What's going on, Drew?
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for having me. You can tell the Patriots are on a bye because it's Friday and you're talking about Celtics Wizards and a cartoon football game that's happening.
Well, I would say that's
great.
Very accurate. No, you have
sniffed it right out.
You have it gamed very, very well. But no, we've been a fan of these broadcasts in the past. You've done a bunch of them, football and hockey, if I'm not mistaken. How'd you get involved in these way back when it started? This is your sixth or seventh overall animated broadcast. How'd you get involved with these?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think maybe the people who run ESPN, the powers that be, realize that I have no problem making myself into a cartoon on a normal broadcast, so I might as well be legitimately animated. Like I wasn't afraid to really lean into this whole world of, you know, whatever the IP is, as we say in the business, the intellectual property, whatever it is, whether it's Toy Story or Big City Greens, which we've had a couple hockey games in that universe, or Mickey Mouse and Friends, which we've done Christmas basketball games with, and we're doing that again this year with Dunk the Halls. I don't know. I mean, I think I was 25 when we first started doing these, and I think they were looking for someone young who can maybe relate to a younger audience and also just really lean into the bit, which, you know, if you watch Celtics broadcasts, you know we have no problem leaning into a bit.
What was the first conversation like? Were they like, hey, you're aware of Toy Story? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, we're going to make all the players look like Toy Story. And how did that early conversation go?
Well, it's probably useful for me to remember that, because when I try to explain it to people now, I'm like, how do you not get this? The players are all animated. It's happening live. They look like toys. What's so... Bart and Lisa Simpson are playing in the game. What's so hard to understand about this? And if you've never seen it, it is pretty hard to conceptualize. And I think the reason, or I mean, one of the many reasons I love doing it is because we're part of a team putting these shows together that's just off the charts in terms of creativity, vision, just having the idea to do this, animating a game in real time. It's not the first time, you know, a broadcast has been geared toward a younger audience or a new audience to football, but it's certainly the first time it's all been animated live and you can actually follow the action. So we have, you know, we have a company from the Netherlands called Beyond Sports. These people fly and they spend like 2 weeks in Bristol, Connecticut, and you know, months beforehand preparing for this game. They handle a lot of the animation. We have, you know, probably like 100 people on the Disney ESPN side working on these shows. And it started, the first game we did was a hockey game. It was actually a Bruins game, I think, a few years ago in the world of Big City Greens. And, you know, when I first got asked to do it, you know, months before the game, it was hard to conceptualize. And I was wondering if anyone would actually watch it. Would there be like real investment from the company? And as we got closer and closer to it, I think more people started to realize how cool this was going to be. The NHL got really invested, and more people from ESPN wanted it to succeed. And now we've reached a point where, you know, I think people really look forward to it inside and outside the company.
So those who haven't seen it, like, for instance, if you tune in on Monday night, not only will you have animation on the field and, you know, all sorts of stuff in between plays and whatnot, but Dan Orlovsky and Drew Carter are also going to be animated as well.
Couple of monsters.
Yeah. Do you get any input in your animation, this one, or in the past? And how have you felt about how you're depicted in these?
Well, I get none. And as you'll see Monday, Dan Orlovsky is dwarfing my monster, which to me is annoying because, you know, guys, everyone thinks I'm short because I work with a giant in Brian Scalabrine. So half the people I meet, they're like, well, you're way taller than I thought. And to me, that's a bit of an insult. I'm like, do I come off as a short guy? Do I have short guy energy? I don't really want that. I feel like that's, I don't want to be like a chihuahua, you know, man. I want people to know that I've got some height, man. And so now we go to the animated world, and of course, I'm half as tall as Dan Orlovsky's character.
Not
which
fair.
Is killing me. But I will say I do like the cartoons because now I have like a whole scrapbook of my own cartoons, and my profile picture on Twitter is still my Toy Story cartoon. I like that one. That guy, he was handsome. He looked like David Muir from World News Tonight. So I'll take that.
I did see, if you want to go check it out, that's Droodle25, by the way. I did notice that. Which is on there as well.
Has there been talk about any other, you mentioned like IP, clearly Disney owns a ton of stuff like Star Wars and Marvel and everything else. Have you heard of any other like down the road, other potential broadcasts and characters you guys might be?
Yeah, you know, we're thinking about, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I do think this is becoming a nice yearly tradition to do an NFL game and an NBA game. And personally, I'm looking ahead to next year when ESPN is going to broadcast the Super Bowl. I'm hopeful that maybe we'll do an animated broadcast for that. I haven't heard anything about it from inside the company, but I think if we do that, it could be like an extravaganza where maybe there are a bunch of different Disney characters, and you know, we've kind of focused on one universe for each of these games. Maybe we could do one where we pull people in from a bunch of different universes, and I think that would be really fun. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Disney owns so many different properties. It was kind of crazy that we weren't doing this in the first place. So when we started doing it with Big City Greens and then moved into a football game, it just made sense.
Drew Carter, TV play-by-play man for the Celtics. You can check him out on the Monsters Fun Day Football on Monday Night Football this week for the animated broadcast, which he's been doing. And we've been talking about, I do want to shift gears, though, to the Celtics. Blowout win last night over the Wizards. They've now won 8 out of 10. They've won 3 in a row. A bunch of the wins prior to last night were against some of the other top teams in the Eastern Conference. New York, Cleveland, Orlando, Detroit, all on that list. They now have the second-best scoring differential in the Eastern Conference. So I guess my question is, Drew, how far do you think they can go this year based on the way they've been playing of late?
I think the team is pretty good, guys. It's the same way I felt coming into the season. You know, even though they lost a bunch of key pieces, and of course, you know, the most important one is recovering from an Achilles right now, I still thought they'd be pretty good. There's too much talent. There's too much winning DNA for them not to be. And then you look at the Eastern Conference, quite frankly, it's wide open. You know, it's always interesting see how people say that. Some people are like, oh, the East is terrible. But if you want to do it in a more PC way, you'd say, oh, the East is wide open. You know, there's really there's no great team in the East. And if you look up and down the standings, I think the favorites coming in were the Knicks, who are terrible on the road so far. I think they'll figure it out, but I think they're 3-6 on the road and really good at home. But you can never really buy into a team unless they prove they can win on the road, which they did last year, obviously, at our Garden. But we haven't seen it this year. And then the Cavaliers are kind of in disarray right now. It's sort of strange what's happening to them. So it is wide open. And to me, the Celtics are obviously playing the best ball they have all year. And it seems like they've found something here with playing Namish Cade as a starter, who's been excellent this year. I think one of the most improved players we've seen in the entire league, kind of on that same Luke Kornet trajectory where he was like a fringe NBA player, spending a lot of time in the G League. Namish Cade got waived by the Sacramento Kings for, like, of all teams. And he's now the starting center and has the best net rating on our whole team. So you start him, he plays, you know, 25 to 30 minutes a night. And then when he's on the bench, you go super small and you play Josh Minot at center, Jordan Walsh is, you know, playing like a big man. His ascent has been not only surprising, but really fun to watch. And they're in a groove right now. And then who knows, man, if you stay long enough and you're, you know, in position for a playoff spot, and depending on Tatum's recovery, if he comes back at some point, who knows how far they could go.
All right, so speaking of Tatum's recovery, our guy Justin Turpin was kind of filling us in on this, so I admittedly don't know all the details, but is there a Tatum return conspiracy theory out there? Some are suggesting he is posting videos of him doing stuff, but with specific timestamps to sort of maybe give clues as to what date he is targeting.
Yeah, I hate to say that I'm online enough to know what this is referring to. Turp and I are in the same boat on that. I saw this yesterday. Apparently, people think he is referencing February 8th.
Oh, hell yeah.
Schedule. The Celtics are home playing the Knicks on a national TV game. I am not really into conspiracies, and I don't know if this is intentional. But, yeah, I mean, look, that'd be 9 months-ish from when he had surgery, which would be a pretty fast recovery. But I also think that he's on track for a fast recovery. I don't know if it's going to be February 8th. That does seem pretty fast, but with Jason Tatum, I wouldn't put anything past him. The guy is in incredible shape, always has been. He just said recently he's going to be in the best shape of his life when he comes back because he's focusing on his body in a different way than even he did before. And I really do think he's going to try to play this year, guys. I don't have any intel on that, but at this point, I'd be pretty surprised if we don't see him at all. He's traveling with the team. You know, he's posting his workout videos online. I would be surprised if he doesn't make a run at playing this year, which is obviously, you know, great news for Celtics fans.
Okay. Back in February, you heard it here first. That is interesting for sure. At least that's on the dark Celtics web,
yeah,
as it were. Drew, I'm curious about a couple of things. Like you mentioned earlier, the bit of the Celtics broadcast. I'm curious if there is a catchphrase you feel very strongly about, a catchphrase that you'd like back, or a moment you'd like back. Like if you were going to kind of go through and be like something you really appreciate and something you do differently, what would those be?
That's a good question. Recency bias. I was pretty proud last night of Washington, D.C. because Jordan Walsh was having a terrific game. He had the best game of his career. And I was like, yeah, it's Washington, D.C. They're building the Washington Monument. And I got a couple texts like, oh, you planned that. Like, oh, you had that line ready to go. Well, actually, I didn't. If I were better at my job and better prepared, I would have had it ready to go. But that one I came up with off the cuff. And then Derek White had 30. It was the White House at Capital One Arena. When you win by 45, you have a lot of a wiggle room to come up with stuff like that. In terms of ones I want to have back, I go back to my first year when Mike Gorman, the legend, was doing the home games and I was doing the road games. And going into that season, guys, I was just very nervous. I felt a lot of pressure and, you know, good pressure, like a responsibility, because I know how important the relationship between the fans and the announcers is and always has been with Mike and Tommy and going back to Johnny Most. And for me stepping in, I was just nervous because I didn't want to negatively impact people's experience watching the Celtics. That's why I was really nervous about it. And going in, I probably did not do a very good job of calming down and, you know, letting the game come to me. But also, I felt like I was doing, in a way, like a bad Mike impression while also trying to be myself, because that's what everyone told me to do. And it was kind of challenging when we were splitting the schedule like that because I didn't want to make it too jarring. So honestly, if I could go back and do that first year again, I'd probably just like try to take a chill pill and settle into the job. But thankfully, I didn't get fired after that year, and now I feel like we're very comfortable and in a good spot on the show.
I was going to say, definitely settling in nicely because, I mean, replacing Mike Gorman is like replacing Tom Brady. Like, you don't want to be the guy right after that. Like, it's an unbelievable opportunity, but generations of fans had only heard Mike Gorman. So, like, pretty daunting. But, yeah, you feel a lot better now and more comfortable. And I would imagine the reception's a lot more accepting, and now you have another – like a young group of fans, and when the team is really good, like it was a year ago, that all helps. And now people are going to remember your voice with Tatum and Brown and Derek White and Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's right. No doubt. The announcers are always better when your team is winning. That's a tale as old as time. So I was super fortunate to join the team when, you know, they were the best team in the league. And it was funny that first year, you know, I didn't have all the scar tissue that you know, all the Celtics fans and media had going into it. So we were blow-torching teams in that championship season, and I'm like, yeah, of course we're going to win the championship. Like, we have the best team by a mile. And, you know, everyone else covering the team was like, no, like, don't say that. Like, you never know. You're going to jinx it. I'm like, are you kidding? Watch the games. We're killing everybody. And then you get to the playoffs, and they were 16-3, and did kind of roll to a championship. So it was different, but it was good, you know, to have such a great team to be calling the games for. I think about like last night in D.C., I mean, my friends Chris Miller and Drew Gooden, who call the Wizards games on TV, I don't know how they do it, because that team is atrocious. and they have young guys, but so I guess there's a little hope for the future, but like there's no juice in the building. It all comes from the road team. Like, we have amazing fans, so we fill that place up. Like, I think it was more than half Celtics fans there last night. So if you're calling those home games, like, that's got to be tough. So thankfully, I haven't had to go through that. And quite honestly, like, the NBA is cyclical, guys. So, like, there will come a time in my career where the Celtics, you know, probably miss the playoffs, right? But even when they do, the great thing about this franchise is it does always seem like there's light at the end of the tunnel. The fan base is way too passionate, and the ownership group, even though it's new now, has the same goal. They care way too much to let the team be bad for an extended period. So whatever it is, like, we're on a high right now, and I expect the team to do really well this year and again, you know, for the foreseeable future. When it does flip and we might have a down year, the bad times don't last very long with the Celtics.
Well, I'll tell you, Drew, I'm sure you're not aware of this, but you are talking to two former Celtics broadcasters. Me and Keith both had very, very brief careers in the early days of the Celtics on the other station here in town.
Radio color guys in the season that Brad Stevens' first year, where they were horrible.
A lot of losing and a lot of rough games there. And I'm sure a lot of regrettable calls from the two of us as well. So, Drew, we appreciate it. We'll be watching on Monday night, as we do with all the Celtics games. Drew Carter, TV, play-by-play man for the Celtics. Thanks for taking the time here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys. All right. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Drew.
Carter is he's right. I mean, it's a Patriots bye week.
Yeah,
which is a good time to catch up on the Celtics, Red Sox, Bruins. We've been doing some of that here today. Also, a good time to watch the league, which includes that Monsters Fun Day Football.
My one request,
yeah,
it's Monday Night Football.
Yeah,
they could kind of move that up a little bit. CC Beans
a little
usually
bit earlier.
8:15 usually probably, you know, it's time for bed, not time for let's watch the game.
Yeah, you're right, because
sometimes they've done, like, afternoon games.
Yeah.
They did the London game one year, which was obviously, like, 9:30 in the morning. They've done, like, 1 o'clock hockey games.
Yeah, the Simpsons
one,
though.
Late.
The Simpsons was one
Monday
was another
night.
Monday night. Yeah. You're right.
But, like, I don't think CeCe's ever seen The Simpsons. Whereas, like, Monsters, Inc., we watch Monsters, Inc.
So yeah, good film.
On that. So maybe she'll stay up late.
Good film.
Taking the game.
That's interesting, though. Just kind of to well, how they got involved. Like, I didn't realize
there's
been so many of these animated broadcasts. And then, Keith, for him to be 25 is, when he started getting involved on these, is, like, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Because the play-by-play business, which I, at a time, wanted to get into.
Same, yeah, no, I was interested.
That's a rough go, and it's a lot of bus riding and being in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, to start with that at 25, it is impressive.
At 25, I think I was doing Riviera College, D3 in Nashua, New Hampshire, and
sick brag,
yep, no doubt. And like the Class L state title game between Manchester Central and like Salem.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, probably right around there.
a lot of Northeastern Hoops games in a lot of...
At least at a D1.
empty about to be knockdown arenas.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right before Drew, we started talking with Drew Carter, though. We were doing our top five albums.
Oh.
And our friend Jermaine Wiggins weighed in.
Oh, Wiggy's weighed in.
Wiggy weighed in with his top five. You want to hear him?
Yes.
Biggie, Ready to Die. I believe is number one. He didn't have numbers next to him.
I think just from listening to Wiggy, that's got to be number one.
50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, good album.
Biggie, Life After Death. NWA, Straight Outta Compton. Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style. Honorable mentions. He has two honorable mentions.
Oh, top six.
Top seven.
Top seven. I'm
Nas,
sorry, two honorable mentions. Yeah.
Nas, Illmatic.
You can't leave that out.
And The Chronic by Dr. Dre.
Nice.
It's a good list.
That is really a good list. Yeah. I mean, it has too many names on it or too many albums on it, but yeah, it's a good list.
Yeah. But he couldn't help himself. I narrowed mine down to like 8 or 10 and then had a hard time kind of chiseling it down to 5. But that's, you know, listen, if top fives were easy, everyone would be doing it.
Another way to do the list would be, and we were talking about this before, off the air, what album do you think you've listened to the most in your life? Like, that'd be another way to do that.
The Great Malenko by the Insane Clown Posse.
Is that number one?
It might be. Some good tracks on there.
That might be 311 for me. we'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We'll catch you up on Celtics and Bruins. We talked some Celtics there with Drew Carter just now. If you missed
speaking of albums you listen to the most, we were talking about this on the Dork podcast. Davey, remember like when you'd have like the CDs in your car, obviously?
Oh, sure.
But there was one summer where I guess his car, the CD got stuck in there, so they couldn't listen to anything else but Sublime. So it was the only...
Which Sublime?
I loved it.
Which one was it?
40 ounces. 40 ounces ago.
Yeah, I think it was.
That got a lot of spins.
I think it was.
On the Jones Discman.
All summer was the only thing they could listen to.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
617-779-7937. We'll get to the Celtics and the Bruins later on this hour. We got a four-pack of questions on the Patriots bye week, the Friday four-pack.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's in today's Friday Four Pack?
Friday Four Pack, Jones and Keith here on WEEI, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Drew Carter, I thought, was pretty interesting when he just joined us. If you missed any of it, Audacy app, AUDACY. Worth a re-listen. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe. I mean, look, I mean, we've had some shots at Drew here and there, but I feel like we do that with a lot of play-by-play guys. I do think it's interesting to hear him talking about how he would have redone things differently in his initial year, where I forgot he was even splitting time with Mike Gorman. It wasn't just an abrupt transition.
I mean, replacing Mike Gorman, who's like who everybody's listened to for what was it, 40 years more? Like, it was just like every Celtics game I remember on TV outside like the national games was Mike and Tommy, and then it became Mike and, you know, Max would fill in from time to time, and then obviously Scal. So like, yeah, you just get used to stuff. I don't like change. And I think also what happened was it was like Jack Edwards, Joe Castiglione, and Mike Gorman all basically left in like the same calendar year. And you're like, whoa. Like, as a Boston fan, it was like, that's a lot of different voices.
That's an abrupt change.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just say there are worse broadcasts in the city is what I would say.
Yes.
So anyways, that was Drew Carter earlier today joining us. We have the Friday four-pack. What do you have first up today, Bill?
What is the best NFL game this weekend?
I'm going to give you one.
Okay.
I'm going to give you one right now.
Too bad last night wasn't an option, because that was one I had a lot of anticipation for.
I think there's only at most four choices here. But
okay, so you're talking.
To me, the one that jumps out is the Bills and the Bengals. So the Bills are 8-4. They're trying to keep their division hopes alive. The Patriots could really essentially like clinch things if the Bills just lose. Also, how big of a spoiler is Joe Burrow and the Bengals going to play? I know they're 4-8, so this wouldn't jump out like, oh, this is the game. But Bengals at Buffalo. Burrow has won in Buffalo before. It's two of the best quarterbacks in the league. I don't think the Bengals really have a chance. I know some people are saying, well, that division's down. Maybe they can win out, and you know, but at the very least, they can play spoiler. So give me Bills and Bengals, 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Great quarterback battle there. Bengals are fighting for their lives. Bills are still lingering in the they got to win this game to make Monday really matter. A week from Sunday really matter against the Pats. So that's definitely a game. I'd look at Colts and Jags. Like, I kind of hope the Jags keep winning.
Good one.
To knock the Colts down. Steelers and Ravens might be on a lot of lists. I don't care.
No.
I'm kind of the same way with the Bears and Packers. Like, I don't really care.
Mm.
I know they're both good teams, but I feel like I watch the Packers all the time on national TV. I just saw the Bears.
Will at least legitimize the Bears, or it'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, their schedule's about to get tough.
I'm not telling you it's a bad game. I don't really care. The one I am still interested in, and I guess maybe I picked them too much.
This is you. Yeah, this is a you problem.
Texans-Chiefs, Sunday night. I want to see if the Texans can keep playing spoiler. I want to see if the Chiefs ever start looking like themselves again. The answer is probably not. But I think that still is the game that I'll have the most anticipation
for. This was my second pick, and I think, Sunday night, so it stands alone, so we can all watch it. But I think it's going to, even maybe we're giving the Chiefs too much credit, although we had them pretty low in our tiers this week. It kind of really legitimizes the winner, right? So if Houston wins, you're like, oh my God, now I don't know if I want to play them. Like, their defense is really good, and a win in Kansas City, like, that's pretty good.
Don't want to play them. And by the way,
that would do it.
That doesn't mean I wouldn't pick the Patriots against them. I'd pick the Patriots. That just feels like a nightmare of a game. So I already don't want to play them, but I agree. If they beat the Chiefs, I'd feel even more strongly.
But then
about
the Chiefs, this would be like their Undertaker gif. Like, if they beat a good Texans defense, you're like, oh, they're not dead. 7-6. I know a lot of talk is they have to win out. I don't even know if that's true. I think they can go 10-7 and get in.
They're on the wrong side of a lot of tiebreakers.
Yeah.
Outside of the Colts, they're on the wrong side of a lot of tiebreakers, but they do play the Chargers a second time, so they don't need to win out.
No.
They probably need to go pretty close to it, but they don't need to win out.
Yeah, they play the Chargers and Denver again. Not that Denver's going to drop down that far, but they do play both of those teams again. They also have Tennessee and Vegas, so they have two of the worst teams in the league that they also play.
Win-win.
So those will be wins. This is kind of that swing game where, they can go. They can get 10 wins if they win this one. If they don't, it's not happening.
Okay. So those are the best games of the weekend. Billy?
What's the worst NFL game this weekend?
It's not even a question.
It's not. And I looked it up just to be sure. You always wonder, all right, what game are they sending poor Chris Myers to? Where is Chris Myers?
Is that his game? It can't be.
Yeah, it is.
It is?
It is.
Oh, that game's on Fox. You're right.
Yeah, AFC, NFC. A few years ago, they've sort of traded off NFC, AFC games.
I thought maybe he'd get stuck with another bad game, not as bad, but Commanders-Vikings is a pretty crap game.
Commanders,
I thought he might
Vikings
get that.
Is rough.
But you're right. Titans and Browns on Fox over under, Keith.
This is wild.
Is shocking. 33.5. What? It's actually lower than what I'm seeing here for the projected temperature. The projected temperature is 34.
Oh, that's a good line.
The over-under is lower.
What's lower at kickoff? The temperature or the over-under? Yeah. Bills-Bengals, by the way, the over-under is 20 points higher.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It should be.
Honestly, but I'm saying, like, they'll outscore that game by more than 20 points.
All right, how many sacks does Myles Garrett get against Cam Ward?
What's he need for the record?
Is it two? How many does he need? Three? Three and a half?
That's it?
Oh, yeah, he's close.
Oh, he's getting that.
Yeah, he's close.
He might get that in the first quarter.
I think the record's 22 and a half, and maybe he has 19. I could be off.
Castig, stand by. How many sacks for Myles Garrett?
Seven.
It might be seven.
I mean, that is just such a bad game.
That game stinks really, really bad.
Is anything else
Titans
close?
Titans would sew up the number one pick if they lose.
Yeah.
Right? Browns would probably be a little bit closer.
You might be
close? I mean,
I think the
Dolphins Jets is pretty bad.
Yeah, Commanders Vikings I think is worse, but that's a bad game. You're right. It has a lower over under than Commanders Vikings. And honestly, Daniels might be back for that other game, so maybe that makes it a little
better. There's a couple other games that's like one good team, one really bad team, right? Like Broncos, Raiders, Rams, Cardinals. Like, I don't really want to watch those. Bucks and Saints. There's some rough matchups.
Just sticking with the Titans for a moment. Do you know how many you might be looking at the same screen as me, so you might see it. Do you know how many touchdown passes Cam Ward has this year?
How many games
seven.
He played? Is it seven?
It's seven. That's unbelievable.
He's played every game, right? That's like Cam Newton 2020.
He has not missed a game.
What about the rushing touchdowns? You guys aren't counting the rushing scores.
Like, seven touchdown passes? I don't feel good about him getting any against Cleveland.
Seven touchdown passes.
That's a bad
seven touchdown passes to six picks.
Yeah, that's not great. I mean, he's positive, at least.
He's a pro bowler.
Yeah.
so he has seven touchdown passes. Do you know how many times he's been sacked?
Oh, 50.
No, just shy. 48.
Okay, I was going to say 52. Yeah, okay, 48. Yeah, wow.
So he's seven times as likely to get sacked than throw a touchdown.
Honestly, like, that's crazy, but it also sounds right.
That's not the best ratio.
Watching more fourth quarter comebacks than Drake May, though, so Cam Ward over Drake May.
That was true.
Cam Ward. Don't sleep on Cam Ward.
It was a...
Fast asleep.
What was his winning touchdown pass? A pick?
It was
that
a
got
pick that
brought
was
back,
fumbled into the end zone.
Then they kicked forward into the end zone. That was his game.
That's the same game that DiMercato dropped the ball in the inch line, which I still think he scored on. Honestly, so they really should be winless. They should not have won that game.
As bad as the Cardinals are, it's more shocking they lost to that team than the Patriots even lost to the Raiders.
Yeah, way more
shocking.
The Titans aren't a real team. And they had Mike Vrabel 2 years ago. They had him. And they're like, we don't even want him.
What else, Billy?
How much college football will you watch tomorrow?
Oh, well,
good
question.
So, I don't know.
If I had my choice a ton.
If you had your druthers.
Do I actually have a choice on this? I'm not sure.
So you had four conference championship games, noon 4, and then 2 at 8. Nick and I were talking about this before the show. At 8 o'clock tomorrow night, you have number 1 Ohio State, number 2 Indiana.
That's,
Big Ten title game.
They're both 12-0. That's an awesome game.
It's an awesome game.
And by the way,
it is on the same time as Duke, Virginia.
Yeah, no one's watching
watching that?
People who went to Duke or Virginia.
No, Indiana, Ohio State, especially because of the time, I think I will watch a lot of. Georgia, Alabama is on at 4. I'll want to watch that, but it's one of those things.
That's
where
a hard
like,
one.
It's a tough go. High noon, Texas Tech, BYU. Maybe at lunch you can watch a little bit of that.
They already played earlier this year, Texas Tech.
That game's going to stink.
Beat them pretty good, yeah. So
yeah, Tech's like 12.5-point favorites.
So the Ohio State-Indiana game, I'd pick Ohio State. What's the line on that? I don't even know.
4.
Okay, so I would for sure pick Ohio State. Okay. I would just remind people, Indiana, it's not like they came out of nowhere this year. They were a college football playoff team last year.
Yeah, they're good.
Their coach has been successful everywhere he's been.
Is he staying there, you think, or is he going
to... No, they re-signed him to a massive, $100 million deal.
I was going
to
say I don't know, but Nick was pretty adamant about that. I'll take his word for it. Yeah, no, I mean, they're not just like a... I mean, Indiana's been down forever, but since he's got there, they've been awesome.
They were like Antoine Randle L and nobody else. Like, who's ever played at Indiana?
Randle L is a good one.
Wasn't it him?
Yep.
That's like it. Who did they have in the NFL?
Well, Isaiah Thomas. He was a good Indiana player.
No, we're not doing that.
Kurt Cignetti signed a 8-year, $93 million contract extension in October.
Yeah, you don't like Steve Alford?
He was good at JMU before that. So, like, he's a legit coach, and he got there, and they were in the college football playoff last year. So I give him a chance. That's not my pick, but I don't think it'd be crazy if Indiana beat them. So I will watch a lot of that. I'd be sitting there all day tomorrow if we didn't have, you know, things to do. So how much will I actually watch? Probably you're right, Keith. Just like wire to wire the Indiana-Ohio State game.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay, what else, Bill?
Who's the best running back in football?
It's the guy that played last night. I'm telling you. It's Jahmyr Gibbs. He's insane.
Oh, I'm an
I've been
idiot.
Saying this for a while.
I interpreted what? This as college football. Sorry. Who's the best running back in
one.
Football?
Yeah, give me that one.
Like, Jeremiah Love.
It's Jeremiah Love.
That was going to be my
and
answer.
It's not close. Like, good for you.
I thought that, well, I guess it was right after a college football question. Who's the best running back
Change
in the NFL?
It's Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
I've been feeling this way for a couple of weeks, watching him again last night. He is a touchdown from anywhere on the field. He can be their best receiver. He's the most explosive running back, and even like goal line though he can get into the end zone. So
it's
he's not limited in any way. He's so good
running the football. He wasn't even like having that good of a game, and then he rushed for three touchdowns,
and he had a bunch of catches.
Oh, the receptions were some of the jukes and spin moves and stuff are ridiculous.
I think he's incredible. And they were talking on Monday Night Football. They were like, Mike Vrabel doesn't like to make comparisons. Remember, and they're like, I'm going to leave this to Mike, but he's like, he sees a little bit of Gibbs in Travion Henderson. Which I'm like, even if he's the worst version of Jahmyr Gibbs, he's going to be good.
Yeah, so the running back having the best season is Jonathan Taylor even still. But my answer for who's the best back in football, I'd still go McCaffrey. I know he's so injury prone, and I know he's a bit of a cheat code as a back because a lot of his work is in the passing game, but that was Gibbs last night. I'd still go. I feel like McCaffrey is still unstoppable.
Okay. Top five Friday.
Yep.
In some order, McCaffrey, Gibbs, Taylor, maybe Bijan.
Bijan's probably on that list.
And still Derrick Henry? Or do you think it's kind of past the
I wouldn't put Henry
Oh,
there.
James Cook, maybe.
I was going to say the guy's second in rushing yards.
Cook is nasty.
Is Cook that high up? I didn't even know that.
He has 1,200
right
yards.
Behind Taylor.
Where's Achan on that list?
Achan's fourth in rushing yards.
Achan's pretty good. No, I meant in the top five. Achan's pretty awesome. I'm just trying to think my way through some other backs.
There's five running backs already with 1,000 yards, and then there's Robinson needs like one more carry to get there. Henry and even Rico Dowdle are close. There's gonna be a bunch of 1,000-yard backs this year. Saquon Barkley?
No.
It's falling off. Yeah. He had like the best running back year almost ever last year.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles did a lot of stuff wrong, I think. Too much tush push. They won him a title, so I'm not saying they should have redone it,
but
they're paying for how much they worked him last year.
Yep.
617-779-7937. That is your Friday four-pack every Friday here on Jones and Keefe. Let's get to the Bees and Celtics. Couple of wins last night. One against the Bruins' former head coach. Let's get to that next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Now Broberg, hit by Steve, centered, they score! Right on in front, Morgan to the middle. Little space. He scores! Middle stack. Shoots. Spinnington to save the rebound. They score! Kyrou's shot is blocked. 2 seconds left. The Bruins win. Jonas Korpisalo will celebrate a win for the first time since November 6th.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Original is it's the only way to come, according to 311.
I'm going to...
Not the only way. Not the only way. I ripped my headphones
a lot of
there.
Ways.
Didn't mean to do that.
Yeah, okay. Now, one of the big snubs or omissions from Jones's top five albums.
Well, it was. Yeah. It's just, it was hard to pick. It was easy for me to pick all those DMX albums.
I got it.
If you missed it, it's up now at Jones and Keith. Check that out on Twitter and Instagram.
I like this comment.
What was that now?
Weird lists.
That's it. Look, that's one interpretation.
Yeah, just weird lists.
That's cool. It's not necessarily wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Monty was back at the Garden last night.
Oh, yeah. They did him a big to-do. Welcome back, Monty.
His St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
They're not much of a squad this year.
They are not.
It's interesting, though, honestly, how little fanfare. Like, we were talking about it yesterday. I kind of forgot he was even coaching there and coming back, and he's just kind of a completely forgotten man.
He was kind of a scapegoat coach. He was gone. I wouldn't say had like the high highs even, or even the longevity that like Cassidy had, who wasn't here a super long time.
Well, look, I mean,
but there's more of an attachment to
Monty's
Cassidy.
First year was high highs in the regular season.
Regular season, he did capture another President's Trophy. But Cassidy went out and there was more of a, the players don't like him. And then he goes to Vegas and wins right away. So there was way more, like everybody had a feeling about Cassidy, whether you thought he should still be here or whether you took the player's side or whatever. With Montgomery, you're like, last season was so bad. Might not have been his fault, but also I don't think he was going to fix it. And then he's out, goes to St. Louis. It was weird timing. It seemed like he was talking to St. Louis probably before.
Yeah.
He had that lined up way too quickly, but you're like, whatever. They didn't extend him, so they clearly didn't really want him going into the year. Remember? There was like, you need to extend Swayman, Marchand, and Montgomery. They spent all their time and effort on Swayman, and then ultimately they ended up dumping both the other two guys.
I just never really thought he was much of a coach. Now, look, I don't really think the new guy is much of a coach either.
Exterminator?
Yes. Maybe
you see him last night?
Maybe I'm down on all these coaches. I don't know.
You just don't like coaches?
But there was a lot of this last year when the Blues rallied and made the playoffs. I mean, they lost in the first round.
Yeah.
But they rallied and made the playoffs.
I don't think they're going to make it this year.
No, they're horrible. Yeah. And so it was all this, look, the Bruins, it's another head coach. This guy's not Cassidy. This guy's not going to come back to bite them like Bruce Cassidy. And honestly, I think most people have forgotten.
Our brain was empty today a little bit.
Based on goal differential, the Blues are the worst team in hockey. Maybe they should be gagging for Gavin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they should.
Yeah, they're real bad.
No. Take your time, right? Get undressed.
Our guy,
give me that guy.
Yeah.
I want that guy.
No,
Look, I got a pick now. I'll take Marco Sturm.
I'll take Sturm.
He doesn't talk much during the games, but he's a quote machine before
morning,
and after
good afternoon.
It.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Maybe too quiet during the games.
I'll take that.
He's oddly still during the games.
But okay, that was last night for the Bruins. Meanwhile, you got a big Celtics drubbing, 146-101 of the Wizards.
Hopefully you had the Boston parlay last night because both teams won. Just they cruised.
Oh, I did not.
You did not partake in the Boston parlay?
I told
parlay.
You yesterday I was going to hammer a bunch of
Pritchard
props. They did not. He was 3 points shy of coming through for me.
He was 22 and a half. Was the over under for him?
22 and a half.
Because he finished with 20, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Walsh, your guy. When are you gonna tell me Jordan Walsh is a good player?
Okay, so this is what I was just gonna bring up. But I'm trying to find now, where is Terp's story? I saw this earlier today.
I think you go to Terp.com.
No, I just went to Terp's timeline here.
Okay.
Maybe I saw it on EEI. Or maybe
he writes for the EEI, yep.
No, but I wanted to find it on his own timeline. What was the headline?
Give him the click.
I felt like it was a Jones.
We just have him come down here and tell you.
Just have him,
here you go.
Is this mic hooked up like they did with the Twitch Mitch that one day?
Here
just
it
have
is.
Him pop in.
Here look. It is. The Jordan Walsh breakout is real. To which I said.
Trying to tell you.
I know he was 8-for-8 from the floor last night, career high in points. I couldn't take anything away. How could you take anything away from last night's game?
The Washington Monument, as our friend of the show, Drew Carter, said.
It's the Wizards. If you want to tell me, and I give him credit, he played well in that Knicks game, and it wasn't even like a massive line. It was like junkyard dog offensive rebounds and stick backs and good defense. Like, if you want to tell me all those other games are part of the breakout, fine. Last night, I put no stock in anything that happened last night.
That's fair.
The Wizards are horrendous.
I was doing a lot of thought about this.
Okay.
There's in other sports, they do something called relegation. And I think we've brought it up from time to time for baseball.
Sure.
You're like, hey, Oakland A's, if you guys aren't going to, or Sacramento A's, if you guys aren't really going to try, and you're going to play in a minor league stadium, why don't you just take your whole team to the minors and like let the adults play?
Sure.
Basketball this year, now this has happened frequently. They don't belong in the NBA. They trot out.
Yeah, but aren't there a lot of teams like that this year?
There's a handful.
You could have like a whole.
We have too many teams.
You could have like an 8-league relegation.
On the one hand.
Or 8-team relegated league.
Yeah. Yeah. On the one hand, you can make an argument that the league is the most talented it's ever been. And don't confuse me for what I'm saying. Like, you might have enjoyed other eras better or whatever, or there might have been more top teams or whatever. I'm just saying, like, the top 100 players now are, like, insanely talented basketball players. How can, like, four or five teams have none of those guys and not even close?
Because they're not trying.
It's embarrassing, though. And so the Wizards trot out the corpse of C.J. McCollum and the corpse of Chris Middleton with a bunch of guys nobody's really ever heard of. And they're like, here's our team, and we're going to go play
guys.
They're 3-18.
Yeah.
And they just lost to the Celtics, who were playing without Jaylen Brown by 40 points.
Yeah, the Celtics were, they scored 146. The Celtics were like, we don't even need to bring Jaylen on the trip. Like, Jaylen's not
Jaylen's
sick.
Jaylen's fake sick.
There's no way he's
Tatum
sick.
Tatum is recovering from an Achilles, and they beat him by 45
points.
They're
like, we don't need Tatum or Brown or Porzingis or Horford, or we don't need any of those guys to blow out this team by 45.
Remember last year's starters? We're not going to bring any of them, I guess, except for Derek White, who did have a good game. And then we're going to show up and we're just going to demolish the Wizards.
What do you think of the Wizards uniforms last night, though?
Did not like them.
Those I liked.
You do like those?
Yeah, I like those. I don't like any of the Wizards uniforms, but this might be their best uniform.
I like the Bullets uniform.
Oh, what are those pink ones they wear? For like the rose blossoms that come out? That's a good one.
I don't know if I know those ones.
Oh, those are nice.
The red, white, and blues? Like the one, like the old Bullets ones.
Oh, well, those are good. Yeah, I'm saying.
Well, they could wear those.
They could as a throwback.
I almost pulled the trigger on a Rod Strickland one time. Almost. A little out of my price range, but I thought about it.
Is that a brag, or is that really? That's really not a brag.
No,
I almost pulled it.
Just a statement.
Yeah,
just a statement.
Settle down over there.
I thought about it, but the Wizards uniforms last night. No,
watch your profanity.
Didn't like them. Didn't like them.
64. That's a solid uniform. 64.
64?
Yeah, I like those. I like the gold. I like the Celtics golds, too. I think I might just like gold.
You know what? I think I don't like gold. Yeah, that might be my thing. I didn't care for them. I would go like...
Well, you're also colorblind, so you may actually like gold.
Are you gold? You would leave out color. You could just say blind.
A little bit of
good
both.
Point, Nick. Yeah.
A little bit. I don't have the strongest eyes, but that's all right. I could see Jordan Walsh turning into a NBA performer, a top star. Find out if he's one of the five nominees for Player of the Night.
Ooh, yeah, good. Yeah, you're going to have to stay tuned for the grab bag to find that out.
Not so much later in the show.
According to Terp, the Jordan Walsh breakout is real.
There you go.
It might be, but I would not factor last night in any way, shape,
or form. If he has a big game tonight,
yeah, that would count. That counts.
Okay.
Lakers count.
Oh, my God. They got Austin Reeves.
No LeBron tonight, though, right?
Oh. They got Reeves. They don't need LeBron. Austin Reeves. All-NBA player.
LeBron is not going to be in the top five after last night. That'll probably.
LeBron, you hear he had his streak snapped?
Yeah.
His double-digit streak?
Mm. I think he tried pretty hard for it two nights ago and barely got there. And then last night he couldn't get there, and people are trying to give him credit for like dishing out an assist instead of going for it. I'm like, he went for it two nights ago, shamelessly. And he shot like 17 times last night.
All great things come to an end.
617-779-7937. You guys can jump in here on Jones and Keith. Celtics and Bruins thoughts there. We'll get back to the Red Sox. The trade they made yesterday, if you have an opinion on it, I'm less interested in that, but we'll certainly welcome that in. I want to know what yesterday's trade represents. What does it represent for what they're going to do moving forward? We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.